the Gemara, it's a pasuk in this sedra. The pasuk in this sedra, I'm talking about it, and this word is a key. The pasuk is in the end of the parasha, Shema Yisrael Dalid. Hashem says, "Vetna lecho luchos ha'even, v'atoyra v'amitzvah, Hashem shkosafti, v'hoyvoysom." More tashas is every word. Luchos ha'even, elu aseres ha'dibris. It's a separate part of Torah, aseres ha'dibris. Torah is a mikra, that's chumash. V'amitzvah, word mitzvah means Mishnah. Where the word mitzvah imply Mishnah? Torah is a mikra. Torah is mikra, chumash. Where the word mitzvah come to mean Mishnah? What's the connection? So Rashi says mitzvah, the mitzvah, the biggest mitzvah to learn. That's the Mishnah. Mitzvah. There's another pshat, the Rambam in Mada. Mitzvah. What's the translation of mitzvah? According to Rashi, it means a commandment, a chiyuv. The Rambam has a whole list of the of the Chachmei HaMesorah. Who are the Chachmei HaMesorah? It'd be interesting. Who are the Chachmei HaMesorah? Yeah, who are they? It starts with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kibbutz term, you see, right? Right, the whole list over here. Listen to the Rambam. Yeah, they all heard it from the Rav. Limza Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Kula Bebeis Dinoi. The Shivim is Canaan. The Eloza, the Pinchas, the Yeshua, Shloshton, you're right, Kiblum and Moshe. All three of them got received the Torah from Moshe. Who are the three? Eloza, Menaren, Pinchas, the Yeshua. The Yeshua, who told me the Yeshua Moshe, Moshe at Torah Shabbal Peh. He picked them out of the three. Listen to me carefully now. Words of Yeshua should tell me that Shlomo Moshe Rabbeinu Mosara Torah Shabbal Peh. V'tivohu Aleho. V'tivohu Mitzvah Aleho. So mitzvah does not mean, what does Tivohu Aleho mean? Does not mean a commandment like Rashi said to learn. What Tivohu Aleho? Which word is Tivohu Aleho? And we have that by Avraham Avinu. What do you have the word tzivoy by Avraham Avinu? Who knows? What? Aman? Asher? Tzavetz Bono. Like a tzavo. Another word. That's tzivo, that's mitzvah. Which is the synonym for that? He more sound, it's tzivohu aleho. So which is the English word with tzivohu? Not commanded, no. What is it?
Zoriz.
Tzivohu, English translation. Let's see over here. Where? With Parsha Pinchas. With Parsha Pinchas. Moshe Rabbeinu. Second. Appointed Yeshua. Second. Here. Kach l'cha. That's Yeshua ben Nun. Listen to me. Ish asher ruach boy. Samach to is yod cha olam. V'amad to is so lefnei Allah zakoyin. Lefnei kol eid. What's that word?
It's viso.
It's viso. What does it mean, Tziviso? So it means Masaira, appointment. He's a Bala Masaira. He's a Bal Hamasaira. It's a Mishnah, Teresh Malpeh. So what's a mitzvah, mizah, Mishnah? Teresh Malpeh has been done how? With how? A Masaira. For example, I heard in Lakewood, there's a whole bunch of guys learning new lumdus. Hear that expression? New lumdus. Like dry water. Can't be new lumdus. Has to be tzivisa aleho, tzivo aleho. Right, hand it down. No new lumdus. Every yeshiva once in a while has this new guy popping up, he has a new derech. A new derech. He's Yerushalmi. And Lez of the Mela called Torah Shema Beisav and the Torah. And every now the Moshe Yeshua had a monopoly on the Masorah. Afterwards it's spread out. Shul is Canaan. It's Canaan and Levium. Like two people had a monopoly. I'll tell you a similar way. Similar, not exactly, similar. A bacha comes over to me. The bacha, I can tell you, not his name, I don't know his name. He learned in Yad Aaron. Heard of Yad Aaron? The Shiva of Eichenstein. Very, very good. He's very good. He's my chavrusa, Chaim Blin, 80 years ago. Yeah. You heard of him? You heard of him, Yad Aaron? Anyway, he went for, I'm not going to say names, of course. He went for a bracha by the Gadol Hador, Tzadik Hador, for a bracha. And the Gadol asked him, how old are you? He says, 20. Get married immediately. So the bracha comes over to me. It was American boy. I think he was an American boy. I don't want to get married now. So I have to listen to him. What did I tell him? I said to him, did this girl, nameless, did he ask you, did you speak to Rosh Hashiva about getting married? Did you ever talk to him about it? No. He never asked me that. He didn't ask me that. So guess what I said? If he didn't ask you that, his psak is not a psak. Worth nothing. Horrified, huh? I have an Israeli grandson, a very smart boy, just there. I said, I think you married the wrong girl. Guess what, hear that? What's the pshat? In Masorah, there's murder astra. In Masorah, the chain, the link in the chain is murder astra. And he has to listen to his Rosh Hashiva. How do I know? Why am I so big? Because I have Masorah. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, any boy was coming. Rav Moshe said, did you spoke to your Rosh Hashiva already? The Moshe doesn't come, Rav Moshe's toenails. And Rabbi Achison doesn't come to the toenails of this girl. So what? About a bus, it's from Moshe Shaila. Spoke to the Rav Yishuv. I was walking from Moshe. I had him all to myself in the 27 years. I had Rav all to myself and the all to myself. Moshe, after Baron died, was the president of Chinuch Atzmoi, which meant he had to pay all the checks in Israel. He had to raise all the money. Right. Oh. I remember I was by Moshe when they told him Baron's Niftin, they were saying, Tillman, and Shul, he turned white, pale. So people think he loved Obama so much. My theory is, it's on me now. Which it was. He was the president of Atzmai. He got a letter that in the board of directors, Doylem had an argument, had a fight about a certain thing. I think it was about high school. I'm not sure what it was about. Moshe didn't tell me details between Chatzko Abramsky, you heard of him, and Zalma Sorotskin. Since they can't reach a conclusion, he's a Nazi, so he should give the final decision. That's what Moshe said. They're the more Astra, it's not my business. Right? I will not get involved in this. And Rav Moshe's forum, 36 forum he has, about 37. Not one word, but any shal has to swear at the Mechira, not one word. They're the Morad Asra. And Torah is with the Mesira. And Mesira has to go through the Morad Asra. And you don't go measure how big you are. And why did my grandson-in-law object? Because in Israel, they don't believe Morad Asra. They don't believe Morad Asra. In America, they do. He has a whole following from the Feivel, Mayor Stern. You heard about them. Here not. Doylem they hold up. Oh. That's what the guy asked me. He has to listen to the Gadol. But no, there's a more. There is. I remember Moshe, I was in Moshe's house. And he answered the phone. He looked very annoyed. What happened? He tells me. He told you. No secrets by him. He told me. A man called up. He was married to a woman. They got divorced. She married somebody else. The guy died. Can he take her back? Moshe said, did you ask your love? Yes, I did. What did he tell you? He said something about Mazel Rushasai, that's also. So Moshe said, can you be kind enough to say, why are you calling me? So I heard you have a head of everything. Was he annoyed? Anyway, he's a Messiah. It shows itself so many ways. For example, here they're looking at Sfarim. For example, Falashes. Falashes. Are they Jewish or not? Here they Paskin. Jewish. The Jewish Radvaz about black Jews in Africa. Jewish Radvaz. Every Pesach in America. Every Pesach. Even including the Machshama Golda Meir. She did not want to bring them from Africa. She said, I had enough Schwarzes in Milwaukee. Everyone said the Goyim. Here you have a Jewish Radvaz with some black shoes in her. I remember I was by the Eifer for my son-in-law, Auerbach, in Tveria. So hot. They don't put an English on. So hot. So I'm standing outside catching the air. I'm standing next to, I'm not going to say the name of the Lashon Hara, very associated with this yeshiva over here. A big Pesach. Now he's old already. And Falashas are passing by. He says, we'll call them and put on the air conditioner. Yeah. So this Tamachach Mufli looks to be angry. He says in Hebrew, Miyom Alachoshim Goyim. Who told you that they're Goyim? I said, I have a small raya. I have a small raya that they're Goyim. Use your brains or you use in this case you use your eyes. Right. I'm looking at Sfarim over here. But the idea of a Rebbe, more the Asra, does not be the biggest. That is Tziva Aleho. Right. The Shal Shimshin was a part of the Chachma Masaira. Did you notice till I finish? Yes, I read. I was just a Kuhn Bar Yaakov for 10 years. Anyway, Bar Yaakov was an interesting place. It was, there were two of the biggest people around. Unfortunately, he was not delineated enough. But the fight was very, very gentle, very shtadi. Everyone went to other one's weddings and got kibbutim. Anyway, Moshe Shmuel Volbo. Really top. So a boy grew a beard. I mean, Messiah is over here. Grew a beard. Our Volbo calls him over. Take it off. A boy shouldn't have a beard. Take it off. Again, no names. So this boy ran to a certain city, had a girdle from girdle had Doros. I told him the story. Don't take off the beard, he says. Leave the beard on. This girdle was very close to Avolva, very close. Came to his bris, his kids, something he was. So Avolva says, I'll speak to this girdle. He goes down to, yeah, and speaks to his girdle. Leave it on, the girdle says. Avoba came back to Bar Yaakov. Take it off! I have makav of my rebbe's that a boy should not have a beard. Rabbi Yochim is his rebbe. Yeah. See, my son-in-law, my grandson-in-law just got up from another story. Fill that again. That? That's seaweed. There's a chain over here. Ain't not going to measure. The Gemara on Shabbos. What's more thing over here? There's more of the Asra, and there's a beautiful story with the Gro. Beautiful story with the Gro. There's a shot on a chicken. So one member of the house, the Gro lived next door. The Gro looks at its tray. The other member of the family, not knowing about this member, went 20 blocks away, the Rav, Vilna Rav. What was that Vilna Rav? Well, I had no position. The Rav looks at the chicken, looks in Shulchan Aruch. Could be the girl argue, right? It's Mutter. Mutter. What do you do now? What said, oh, sir? Could be the girl argument, that's Shulchan Aruch, could also be. And this Rav said, Mutter. This Rav went to the girl. Says, I don't come to your sikhas, hold your tone of nothing. But I'm the Rav of the city. And it comes out to me, maybe he's so in Shulchan Aruch, that's Mutter. I can't swallow this. I'm the Rav. I'm the Rav of the Meisel. Not a rabbi, he's a rov. Must have been a machlok, Shulchan Aruch and the Gro, you know. Anyway, so Gro says, you're right. You're right. What do you want me to do? So I want, me and you are going to have supper tonight in the lady's house on that chicken. You're right. So they go with the husband and go to, we're having such guests tonight, make a delicious chicken over here. Yeah. She nearly fainted, you know, the Gro and this Rob was a big man coming to eat supper in the house. And she's so nervous, she toppled over the candle into the pot, and the candle was made of chalev.